Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. And this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com, the G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together and pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for another blessed day in Christ Jesus that you have given us, another golden opportunity for us to assemble together. Therefore, Lord, we come together in Jesus' name. And you said you will be in the midst, for you said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be there. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for being here with us as we go into the Word of God. And we dare not take this journey without you. So, Lord God, our request is that you will accompany us by your Spirit. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And we give you all the glory and honor and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. I just want to say before I start, happy Thanksgiving to all of you that are listening today. Glory be to God. May the Lord continue to bless you, your families, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. We're starting on a new lesson, message, or series, whatever you want to refer to it, titled Preaching the Gospel to the Poor. Preaching the Gospel to the Poor. Glory be to God. This message is about knowing or seeing, in other words, who are the poor that Jesus wants the gospel to be preached to, that he is alluding to in his word. Amen. The first thing I want to do, hallelujah, and starting off this lesson, and I want to say that it is not going to be one part. It's going to be more than one part. How many, I don't know. I just would allow the Holy Ghost to deal with me in that area. But the first thing I want to do in starting off of this series is by defining what does the word poor mean. Okay. What does the word poor mean? And when you look up, let's say in Webster Dictionary, Webster had quite a few definitions. I want to give you a ballpark figure of them per se. Glory be to God. And before I go any further, I have a caller here. God bless you, caller. Who am I speaking with? God bless.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. How you doing?
Hey, ma'am, I was on mute. I apologize. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's all right.
And congratulations. You made it. My name is
Pastor Don Jr. By the grace of God. Thank you, Jesus. Huh?
My name is Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and I am here to participate and then be a part of your radio show. I mean, it's a good thing we made it. A lot of people died this year, but we're here.
Amen. I thank God for it. And you're right. It's definitely It's a blessing that we are here today. You know, and like you said, a lot of people didn't make it, you know. Glory be to God. And I thank God for you, brothers. Is there any prayer requests or anything that you want to make a request of? And
oh, yes, I do have a prayer request. I have a winning team. We have 300 members in our congregation, and I'm praying they all make it to and from safely today and going into 2022. This has been the roughest year of my 20 years of being in business, but I know God will make a way. I just ask for you to pray the hedge of protection over all the families and the generations that are represented here.
Right, right. And I understand exactly what you're saying. Yes, sir. And we definitely can do that. I would like to do that before I go any further. Father, I pray for the minister congregation of this brother here in Jesus' name that, Lord God, you heard the request that he had made. And, Lord God, I pray for the members of the congregation to make it to and fro safely. I pray that the angels of the Lord will be camped round about them. I pray that you would keep them and preserve them, secure them by the power of your mighty hand.
Yes,
Lord God, that you would show once again who you are in the sight of all the people. Lord God, I come against every demon, every devil that would cause accidents and incidents over the highways. I plead the blood of Jesus
right
against
now,
every work of Satan, every plan of the adversary that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I bind and rebuke you by the authority of Jesus Christ that he have given to every believer, for he have given us power to tread on serpents and scorpions. So therefore, Satan, you are defeated. Jesus defeated you, stripped you of your power, and showed you openly before heaven, hell, and earth in Jesus' name. So by the authority of Jesus, not Christ, I command you to take your hands off of them. I command you to keep your hands away from them. I command every demon, every imp, every cohort of the enemy right now to be bound in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. I plead the blood against you right now. In the name of Jesus, loose and let go in Jesus' name. Every imp, I command you to stay away from the highways in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, glory to God.
Well, I'm going to wait till you get back to your broadcast. I felt that one. That was a good one, brother. I'm going to be on the whole show. I'm going to text my winning team to come up here and show you some love because we need to help each other. That's what the body of Christ is about, is lift one up and press one forward.
Amen, brother, and I agree. Hallelujah. Especially in this day and time, brother, where demonic activity is showing its head and rearing its face more and more, and the believers need to stand. You know, we need to come together and stand and come against the forces of the enemy because, glory to God, we've been glory. Hallelujah, Moshanta. We've been given that power. Huh. And it is sad to say, brother, many times we don't use it. we don't use it. We too much running. We shouldn't be running. They should be running. Okay? The enemy should be on the run. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you. God bless you, brother. And I thank you for calling in there, brother.
I'm gonna have some more calls to call in too, man. This is God's will. I happen to have a gift that I know how to draw people through this internet to where they need to be, and this is where they need to be today. So you do your thing, I'm gonna do mine.
Okay, amen, brother. God bless.
Don't hang me up. I'll go on mute, but don't hang me up. I want to make sure I hit the show.
Okay, I'll put you on where you can hear it.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Amen.
I appreciate it.
All right, God bless.
God bless you too.
Thank God for the brother calling in, and the brother's right. I can't disagree with him. We need to come together in Christ Jesus. This is what Jesus is calling for in these last days, for his people to come together. We need to pray for one another, exercise the authority and power that Jesus has given us, and come against the enemy, okay? We got to quit running scared, okay? We got to put the enemy to flight and not let the enemy put us to flight. Glory be to God. So I thank God for the brother calling in. Hallelujah. And I know the brother's listening right now, brother. I put in a prayer question to you too, brother. Pray for the people here. I'm here in Durant, Mississippi, and pray for the Church of Christ that lies the message here as well. So I very much appreciate it in Jesus' name. Now, I want to continue on. And once again, this is titled Preaching the Gospel to the Poor. And this message is more or less we're looking at who is the poor that Jesus wants us to preach to, okay? And the first thing I want to do is that I want to define what the word poor means, okay? And when you look up in the dictionary, say, for example, with Webster, Webster does give a pretty good amount of definitions, but I want to give you, as I said, maybe a ballpark figure per se of definitions on what the word poor means, just so you can get a somewhat of an idea of, you know, what the Lord is talking about here when he talks about preaching the gospel to the poor. One of the definitions of the word poor means lacking material possessions. Lacking material possessions. Even relating to or being characterized by poverty. You know, someone not having material possessions. And you got people that they don't even have a house to live in. Okay? Hallelujah. They don't have a house to live in. Some of them don't even have clothes. Amen? Glory be to God. Another definition of the word poor means less than adequate, or in other words, meager. Now, you say, well, what does meager mean? Meager means having little flesh or thin. You know, we call somebody, you know, that we, let's put it this way. Sometimes we look at people who is real skinny and we say, oh, he's poor. Okay. So that's what a poor also signifies there in meaning of the definition of the word poor. For that. Amen. The word poor also means exciting pity. It means also being humble or unpretentious. Okay. Humble or unpretentious. Excuse me. It means mean or petty. Okay. Hallelujah. It means lean. It means also barren or unproductive, okay? Now, and starting off this, as I would call it, series, like I told you, it's going to be more than one part. I gave you just a few definitions of the word poor, which you would see some of the definitions be incorporated or integrated into this lesson. And when we go into the Bible, for I know that many of us know, and maybe everyone don't know, but many of us as believers know that the Bible was not originally written in English. So come across the word poor in the scriptures, we will be defining them according to the Hebrew and Greek words as we go along the way. Because I know that some of us as believers know that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew. And the New Testament was written in Greek or Aramaic, okay? So you will hear even defining of the word poor over the course of the series as I go into it. Also, I want to give you a heads up to this as we not only will be in the Bible, but you will hear me mention some scriptures from a couple other books that is the Word of God that goes with the Bible. It is called The Record of the Nephite and the Word of the Lord. And you can go on Blog Talk Radio here and go into the episodes part. And the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that it does record all the broadcasts that we've done. And to hear more on these couple of books here and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ through them, I want to run by a couple or a few broadcasts that you can look up to hear somewhat more on it. One is called concerning the book. One of the books is called The Record of Nephite. You can look up a broadcast titled Sign of the Restoration and Restitution, and also How Did the Record of Nephite Come Forth? So that's concerning one of the books called The Record of Nephite, and then another book called The Word of the Lord, which is the message of the Lord Jesus Christ through the Elijah that he had promised to send from the Bible and the scriptures. You can look up Jesus communicating to man through angelic visitation. You can also look up How Can I Tell If These Messages Are From God, and also the End Time Work, Restitution and Restoration. So I wanted to give you a heads up as I go throughout this series. And just in case you hear me say, well, I'm coming with a scripture from the Word of the Lord, or I'm coming with a scripture from the Record of Nephi, and you'd be like, what you talking about? Okay. Amen. And as you listen to, you go listen to the past episodes on that, and you hear what is presented about these other two books, all I ask is that you go to Jesus about it. Amen. I mean, that's what Jesus told me to tell you, so that's what I'm doing. Take it to Jesus and find out if it is true or not. Amen. Now, having said that, let us go into the Bible here, the book of Isaiah chapter 61. The book of Isaiah 1. Amen. And we're going to look at verse 1. The book, glory to God. The book of Isaiah chapter 61. And we're going to look at verse 1. Glory be to God. And we're going to start off there. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is Lord. He is Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. There is no other Lord above him, beside him, around him, whatever you wanted to call it. Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Now, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1. And the word of God says, the Spirit of the Lord have anointed me. I'm sorry. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he have anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Now, as I told you before, the title of this message or series or whatever you want to call it is called Preaching the Gospel to the Poor. And one of the primary things we're looking at is who Jesus referred to as the poor. Amen. Now, I know that many of us got a pretty good idea of who the poor is, and to some degree we are, you know, many of us is right on target. But I want to go into discussion of this because I feel like this is very important to the body of Christ as a whole, okay? Because sometimes we miss it, and we exclude things which should be included, okay? And at times include things that should be excluded. I know that this is very important to address. Now, and what we just read here in Isaiah chapter 61, verse 1, Isaiah said, and being used by the Lord, he said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek. Now, I want to stop there for a minute, because when we look at the word meek there, the original Hebrew word for the word meek there is onav, and onav means depressed, okay? Depressed figuratively in mind or circumstances. It means also needy, especially saintly, or in other words, holy. It also means humble. It also means poor. It also means lowly or meek. Now, that's glory to God. That's what the Hebrew word there for meek, that, and I have a King James Version Bible, and that's what was translated from the Hebrew word to say that our English word that equal that is meek, which this is what the Hebrew word means. It does mean meek. It means lowly. It means humble. It means poor. Okay? That's what it means. So Isaiah, being used by the Lord, said the Lord have anointed him to preach good tidings unto the poor. Okay? Once again, the poor being the humble, the lowly, the ones, in other words, who need that which is holy, such as what? Salvation, healing, etc. That's under the meek. Okay? And he was to preach the good tidings to, hallelujah, the low in spirits, okay? That's what the poor is also. The low in spirits, those who are also even sad, especially by psychological depression, the underprivileged, those who are suffering even from economic depression, okay? This is all dealing with the poor, okay? And as I said starting off, that this message is especially for the body of Christ as a whole, because sometimes we exclude certain people. Let me go deeper with this, and I got to be straight and honest with you. There are some who are professing believers, known as many big-time televangelists and all this. Many of them would just preach to what you call rich folks. Now, I'm going to be straight up and honest with you on that, okay? They're not preaching to the people who are going through depression, the people that who are low in spirits, who may be suffering financial hardships and or economic hardships or any type of depression, but they pick particular people to preach the gospel to. And some of them have set the bar so high that those that consider under the poor bracket can't even afford to get them to come to even speak. Hallelujah. Well, I'm just going to be honest with you, people. I mean, we might well just cut to the chase on this and not sugarcoat it, okay? And I'm here to say that the Lord Jesus Christ is not pleased with that, okay? He's not pleased with that. Because, like I said, it goes back to where we get to a point where we exclude things that we should include, okay? And you have some that have become lifted in pride because of their status. And some of them have been, quote, blessed in material things, having an abundance of material things. And they have become blinded by that, and they will preach to only to people that have an abundance of material things. Okay? Amen. They will preach to only people who feel like they up and about all the time. There's not been a more of a thought of preaching to people who are low in spirit or people that are humble, okay? Amen. You got them preaching even just to people that are prideful, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go look at another witness. And this witness also showed that how what Isaiah was also saying applies to what someone else is going to do, and that's Jesus. If you look at it in the primarily, he was speaking towards what Jesus was going to do. That's the beautiful thing about the Lord, is that the Lord can speak things hundreds of years ahead of time. Okay, amen. I mean, he sees so much further in the future than any of us, that he can speak stuff years ahead of time. Hallelujah. And it happens. Amen. Okay, so now let's go to Luke chapter 4. Luke chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 17 and 18. Luke chapter 4, verse 17 and 18 in Luke chapter 4. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. We're going to go, hallelujah, into the word of God here. Thank you, Jesus, for the word of truth. Amen. And like I said, we sometimes fall in the realm where we exclude things which should be included. Okay? That's why I say, you know, no matter your status, and I'm talking about not just physical is part of, but your status or notoriety or whatever, if the Lord Jesus calls you to be known by more people, don't forget those who is not as well known. Luke chapter 4, verse 17 and 18, the word of God says, and there was delivered unto him, now to him is Jesus, the book of the prophet Isaiah. Okay, even though it's spelled differently here in the New Testament, it's spelled under the Greek way, but we know it is spelled with an I under the Hebrew word name in the Old Testament. But it says, and there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah, and when he had opened the book, he found a place where it was written, verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He have sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of the sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Excuse me. Verse 19, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. So Jesus was reading what Isaiah said and was revealing to the people how much that Isaiah was pointing to what was dealing with him. Okay? Like I said, the Lord can, he can speak stuff years, hundreds of years ahead of time, and it happened. You know why he do that? I tell you one of the reasons why he do that. Because remember God's protocol, the mouth of two or three witnesses. He doesn't leave himself without a witness, okay? Amen. Remember when you look in Matthew 11, remember when Jesus was talking about John the Baptist, and he said, this is he of whom it is written, behold, I will send my messenger before thy face, where he would reveal it to people who Malachi was talking about. Now, look how many years God gave that to Malachi, okay? Look how many years ahead of time, okay? Hallelujah. Then up to that time. Amen. That's how amazing our Lord Jesus is. Now, here in this 18th verse, now if you think back to Isaiah 61 and 1, Isaiah said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He has anointed me to preach unto the meek. But when it's read here in Luke 4, it says the poor. So what has happened, glory be to God, when Isaiah said he has anointed me to preach the good tidings unto the meek is translated poor here in the New Testament. Because remember, as I gave you the original Hebrew word of the word meek, in the Old Testament, one of the meanings is poor, okay? Amen. So there is no, you know, someone look at this and say, okay, it's a contradiction. No, it's not a contradiction, okay? Same thing. If you just translate it, what the meek means, even though we're here in the Greek here, it was just translated, same thing. Remember, also Isaiah said, he has anointed me to preach good tidings. Well, here, Jesus said he have anointed me to preach what? The gospel. Once again, is it a contradictory? No, because the gospel is the good news. It is the good tidings. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So there is no contradictory. You know, some people would read and look at this and say, oh, man, wait a minute. I read Isaiah 61, and he said preach good tidings. He didn't say nothing about no gospel, but that's what it is. Amen? That's what it is. So there is no contradictory, okay? And sometimes people will look at something like that, and especially people who wants to argue, okay? Let's get direct to the point. Especially people who want to argue, who speak against the Bible, say the Bible is not God's word and putting it down. They say, aha, you know, got a contradictory there. Well, you know, many times when you find people that don't get in the word, you know, there is no need of you even arguing with them, okay? Only thing you can do is pray for them and say, Lord, you know, Lord, you catch a hold of them. Because sometimes you find certain people like that, they are argumentative. They just want to debate. I've come across people who just want to debate, okay? It's not about them learning truth. They want to debate, okay? And when you don't debate with them, you don't give them nothing to rest on. Now, do I ever say anything sometimes? Yes, I do. But especially when I'm seeing where they want to go, I just say, hey, don't worry about it. God bless. I pray for you. I'm going on. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, one of the things another thing we need to also notice that Isaiah said it, and now Jesus read it, he says it. He says what? The Spirit of the Lord has anointed me. He said, he is upon me because he have anointed me. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anointing him to do what? Well, one of the things what we're talking about here is what? Preach the good tidings to the meek, or preach the gospel to the poor. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. See, the Spirit of the Lord would not forbid you from preaching the gospel to the poor. You understand what I'm saying? Once again, let's go back to this excluding things. Okay? And this is why you get even big-time televangelists. They won't even show up in, you know, some of them won't even go to what you even call storefront churches. I'm being straight up with you. Some of them won't even appear to strong for storefront churches, okay? It got to be to big places with a lot of money. Let's, you know, we might well call these times of what's going on what it is and quit, you know, trying to sugarcoat or put things under the rug or hide it. Let's be straight up and honest, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So Isaiah was used to say, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. And Jesus just bringing over the translation of what it really means, that he has anointed him to preach the gospel to the poor. Okay? Now, the original Greek word there for the word poor in this verse is a beggar as cringing. Okay? A beggar as cringing. Now, you say, well, what do cringing mean? Well, cringing means one that is behaving in an excessive, humble, or servile way. Okay? In other words, it also in this translation, in that Greek word, it also means a pauper, okay? A pauper, P-A-U-P-E-R. Now you say, well, what is a pauper, okay? A pauper, now here's a couple things I want you to understand about a pauper. A pauper is someone who receives aid from funds designated for the poor, okay? Now, if we would look at that today, you could say that's people on welfare. Okay, or receiving some type of government aid because they, you know, they real poor. But you know what? Jesus wants the gospel preached to them. Amen. Not just the people that got abundance or got a lot of the, you know, he wants the gospel preached to them. Okay. Amen. Hallelujah. A pauper is also is one that's destitute of means, except such as derived from charity. In other words, you know, in other words, there's some people who get clothes from charity or these certain organizations. They don't have no clothes. A certain organization may donate clothes to them and stuff like that. Well, guess what? The Lord wants the gospel preached to them. Amen? He wants the gospel preached to them, the poor, okay? Once again, we ain't just preaching the gospel to people that, you know, like got stuff, you know. We need to preach the gospel to people that don't have no clothes, okay? Don't have no shoes. Who getting some kind of aid, you know, and barely making it. The Lord wants the gospel preached to them. The gospel of Christ is not what you call just a per se rich folks gospel. Okay. Amen. You know, just like, and I have to say this, there were many who had made the Bible out like, you know, everything was just dealing with the white man. And this is why you got certain groups today, you know, you bring up our Bible, they say, I ain't listening to that. That's that white man stuff. And you have to say, oh, wait a minute. But I know one of the reasons why they said it, because many things that were showed on our movies and stuff, you know, about people was like they were all white. Okay. Amen. But we have to stand and tell them the truth that the Bible contains the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, the word poor also, original Greek word in that verse, it also means, on the figurative side, it means distressed. Okay. Now, when someone's distressed, that means they got pain, you know, suffering their body, that's affecting them even in their mind. In other words, the trouble. See, God wants the gospel, when he said to the poor, he wants to preach to the trouble. The trouble is not people that don't have or lack material things. They can be troubled in their mind. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. See, I'm thoroughly convinced the greatest part, like, for example, your mental institutions, well, you know, those of the world don't know how to handle people that is mentally ill, so what they do? They keep shooting them up with drugs. Amen. But as we as believers, if we will let the anointing, glory to God, deal with us, and we go under the anointing and speak that word and even cast out those demons that got those in the mental institution, no doubt there will be deliverance, okay? But you know what? In many aspects, we have failed. Yeah, we've failed. When I say we, I include me now. I'm talking about as Christians. I'm not talking about dealing with the world because, see, those of the world, they don't know what to do. They don't have the word like we as Christians are supposed to have and use the word. And we have failed. So for any Christian that say, well, you know, you say we got to stay repentant. I don't know what to repent about. I tell you what. Let the word of God, let this Holy Ghost bring some stuff to your mind. I guarantee you there's plenty to repent about. Amen? Plenty of them. Falling short on it, people. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The word, the Greek word out there also is dealing with those that being humble. Okay? So the gospel is to be preached to those who are humble, distressed, even naturally poor, those that lacking, you know, once again, there is no picking out or excluding, giving you the gospel because, number one, something wrong with your mind, okay? Amen. You stressed out, you hurting, maybe hurting in your body, maybe you have sickness in your body, okay? You got some kind of sickness in your body. But the gospel need to be preached to you too. Amen. Hallelujah. You're poor. You're lacking. What are you lacking? You're lacking healing. You're lacking health. Okay? Amen. See, we have allowed the enemy to lull us away in unbelief. Amen. Because many times we're going by what the world status of things. Listen, why can't Jesus heal anybody of coronavirus? Can anybody come up with a reason? And if you said no, I understand you can't. There is no sickness or disease too hard for Jesus to cure. I say cure, not treat, but cure anybody from. Amen. But sad to say, since last year, we have fallen into the arena like we have fallen to the arena of where the government say. Okay? Amen. You know, it's just like, for example, if Jesus told someone that had a coronavirus, say, go out there and pick off the bar leaves off a certain tree, make a tea out of it, and drink it, you'll be healed, and they get healed, and they tell the government, you think the government going to hear that? No. And so what happened, we have become more captivated in pleasing what the government and giving them something they can hear. No, Jesus is a healer and a deliverer today. Amen. That's what he is. Glory be to God. That's what he is, people. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to the book of Psalms, chapter 34. The book of Psalms, chapter 34. The book of Psalms. Chapter 34. Thank you, Jesus. The book of Psalms, chapter 34. And I'm going to read verse 6, Psalms, chapter 34, verse 6. And the word of God says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. So not only did Jesus hear him, but he saved him. Not only do we want God to hear, we want him to move, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This man, in verse 6 here, who would depress in his mind or circumstances, because, see, that's what the word poor here means in the Hebrew, okay? He was depressing his mind in his circumstances. Did what? Cried unto the Lord. Those of you that listen, you depressing your mind and your circumstances. Don't think, don't let the enemy fool you and have you thinking that God won't hear you if you cry out to him. If you cry out to him, amen, if you have not accepted him as Lord, guess what? The first prayer he definitely going to hear, the prayer of repentance. And if you cry out to the Lord in repentance, the Lord will hear you. Amen. Hallelujah. Because some of us been led to believe that when you are depressing your mind, depressing your circumstances, you know, what little, what lacking that you do have, you've been led to believe that God doesn't hear that. But that's not true. He'll hear you. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible said the Lord heard in this verse. Okay. He hears the true cry of the poor. Hallelujah. See, this is why he has the gospel preached unto them. You understand that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It is by his spirit and through his word. Now get this, the word said that he saved him from not some of his trouble, okay? He saved him out of all his trouble. See, Jesus let you know there ain't no trouble too hard for him to deliver you from, okay? Now, if he said he delivered him from some of his trouble, then you can ask the question, okay, Lord, what trouble can you not deliver me from or save me from? But Jesus let you know, no, ain't no trouble. When you come to the Lord in the right way, there is no trouble that he cannot deliver you from. Despite of your status, whether you don't have the material possessions. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, he can do it. Ain't too hard. I mean, we got to take Jesus at his word of what he says, people. We got to, you know, we keep, you know, we fall in the realm of doubt too many times. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to look at one more scripture here. Let's go to Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Job chapter 5. Job chapter 5, amen, verse 15, Job chapter 5, verse 15, we are grateful to the Lord for his word. Once again, we're dealing with who's the poor, okay? Because like I said, we exclude things that should be included. And it's sad to say it's going among the Christian community today. You know, we are excluding things because, you know, we act like now we can't relate, okay? We can't relate to that. And, you know, some of us forget that we didn't have no material possessions per se. And the Lord bless you through your faith. Now you have an abundance, but now you're forgetting about the people who was in the same condition you was in. And you won't fool with them. Lord, have mercy upon us. Now, Job chapter 5, verse 15. And the word of God says, but he, which is the Lord, saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the enemy. Now, he saved the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the enemy. Well, who is from their mouth? Who are you talking about? Well, you look at verse 13. He said, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness, and the counsel of the forward is carried headlong, okay? But he delivers the poor, okay? Hallelujah. The word poor here, original Hebrew word for the word poor here means they who feel destitute or lacking, the beggar, the one that feels, and when you look at it today, the one who feels the lack of love and care, okay? Hallelujah. So the Lord delivers the poor from the mouth of the so-called wise and forward, from the words, amen. Notice it said from the sword, okay? See, this is why Jesus wants the gospel preached to them. And it says here in the word that he delivers the poor from the sword. Now, according to the original Hebrew word for the word sword, it means a drought, also a cutting instrument from its destructive effect, okay? See, you know, many of us, let's face it, all of us through our life growed up where we was hurt by words, okay? Whether it was from daddy, mama, family, or maybe from our peers or classmates at school. And some of us was hurt from words that came from, you know, it was very poisonous, okay? Amen. We grew up, whether from your household, that lack of love, we start feeling destitute. We start feeling a lack of love, a lack of care, like no one loves us, no one cares for us, okay? Amen. And you were poor, according to the word of God here. But the word of God said, see, Jesus saves, he delivers, okay, the poor from the sword, from the words that man speak that cuts you deep and has and can destroy you, okay? This is why when you're dealing with what is referred to many times as deliverance ministry, and you're dealing with people that has a lot of anger and bitterness, okay, you have to preach the word to them. You have to put their eyes on the word in the Bible and let them see what God says and speak that word to them and have them speak that word, because it is the word of the Lord. Jesus is going to work through his spirit and through his word that's going to deliver them, okay? Nothing else can do. You know, here on earth, they have, you know, psychiatrists and all that. But see, psychiatrists, they can't deal with the spirit man, okay? Amen. They you know, sometimes when you're dealing with psychiatrists, and they can tell certain things going on with you, what do they tell you? They say, well, in your life, you didn't have no fun. You know, there have been psychiatrists told them, say, hey, go live a little. Go do this and that. Oh, go smoke. Go do this and that. And they thinking that put the person in deeper. Why? Because the natural psychiatrists, they don't know how to deal with the spirit man. Now, you do have what I understand some Christian psychiatrists. Well, if it's a true Christian psychiatrist, they know concerning the spirit man. They know concerning, quote, in some of the scriptures that we refer to as the heart, okay? But see, not they of the world, okay? And see, too, many of them wants to give you pills and stuff to be on and stuff like that. But like I said, they allude you to doing some stuff. Oh, you never had no fun when you were growing up. You need to go out there, live a little, go do this and that, you know, stuff like that, okay? Many times, that's not, for the most part, that's not the antidote for your cure. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Amen. I see it's going to be through his word and by his spirit that he will deliver the poor, those who are feeling destitute. You know, because many times when that stuff build up in us so strong, we start doing stuff, ungodly stuff ourselves. Okay? Because see, those words, especially that poison speaking type words, can destroy. Okay? Amen. It have ruined people spiritually. Okay? And see, the only antidote is the gospel. Jesus want that preached to the poor. Okay? Want to preach to those who feel it destitute and lack of love and care. He wanted that preached to them. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I am grateful, and I'm going to stop it here today and I'm going to go back to my brother here, and amen, before I get ready to sign off here. But I thank God for this opportunity for to bring the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And before I go off here,
amen.
God bless you, brother. Before I get ready to go off, I just want to know, is there, hallelujah, anything you want to say before we go off the air here?
Man, now you did a great job with the word that the Lord used you as a great instrument so it can echo in the person's spirit. And the best thing about God, he's going to give you an opportunity to research and get your own relationship with him. Even though we might be leaders, elders, and we know what we know, you have to find out for yourself. So in your spare time, try to find somebody that's going to sit with you, talk to you, and bring the true word of God. And all you listeners out there on radio land, don't take it for granted. Call in. You go with my line. The call-in number is 323-870-3403. Press number one on your keypad. You can get involved. Don't be held absent when you was there. Press number one. Let us know that you're here. Otherwise, we won't know that you was there. But that being said, man, I had a great time. Thank you. You woke up my spirit. You woke up a lot of things. I remember being in Sunday school at like early in the morning as a kid. It's like, we got to go to Sunday. Yeah, we got to go. We got to go to the whole church service. It'd be a 12-hour day.
Amen.
But we're serving the Lord. You know what I'm talking about. You know.
Yes, sir. You got it about that, brother. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. We got to get back to that old landmark, brother. We got to get back to it. No, we got to get back to that old landmark, brother. We do. We got it. We got to let people know we got to get back to it. People just got off the old landmark. They think they could just show up once a year or every time it's a holiday. We got to get back to that old landmark, and we definitely need it. So praise be to God. So, brother, I thank God for you coming on. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family, your loved ones. I want to say happy Thanksgiving to you all. Give my love to the congregation, and praise be to God.
Hey, definitely call me after service, man. I got some stuff to help you. Please help me. Let's go.
Okay. Okay, then. All right. God bless.
God bless. I'll be on to the end of the show.
Okay. Praise be to God. Thank God for the word of the Lord today. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, I will be coming back with part two. Look for the advertisement. Amen. Tomorrow. Praise be to God. So once again, I want to pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for blessing on this broadcast. Thank you for watching over and keeping me and strengthening me by the power of your spirit. Glory be to God. And, Lord God, all glory and honor and praise go unto thee. You're worthy to be praised and to be glorified and to be lifted up. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.